After these things, the Lord said, come on, I want to show you something else. We began to walk on, and at once we were seen to be translated in the air again in the belly of hell. We seemed to be like half a mile up. And I remember looking about me and seeing the flash fires, and I began to feel the fear of many of the lost souls in hell. All at once there was such a force of wind and a sound of horror. Great forces, flashes of fire began to race up the sides of the walls of the cell, burning all that was in its path. Flames began to reach into every cell, and cries of pain and horror filled the air. Jesus said, watch and listen and hear and tell this report unto the world. I watched as Satan appeared in the center of this, and he was throwing the fire into the jail cells. He was forcing the souls to praise him. Satan was causing more fire to go into the cells. He stood in the flames, and he seemed to enjoy the cries of the pain. As he moved his arms, fireballs came from him going to torment the souls. Remember, these cells were 17 miles high where cult workers worshipped Satan, the ungodly that worked all abominations against God. Screams and great cries of pain came from these cells, for the souls were being burned over and over, yet they could not die. Evil laughter of demon spirits filled the air, and Satan seemed to grow more powerful from the cries of pain and hurt. Jesus said Satan feeds on evil. He glories in pain and hurt. I watched him as a reddish-yellow flame with brown edges grew all about him, and a wild wind blew his garment. Jesus and I stood together, translated into the air over into an area watching this. My friend, there was a smell of burning flesh and dung filled the air. An evil force again came from Satan, and I heard him laugh again and again as the souls cried out and worshiped the devil, screaming for him to stop. He walked, and the flames did not burn him, and I saw his backside. Evil laughter filled the center where he was, and he got glory out of these tormenting of these souls. I watched as Satan seemed to go up in a puff of smoke and disappear. And I listened as his voice began to echo through the cells in hell, telling them to worship the devil. His evil voice filled the air, and they all began to scream and cry. They said, we will worship you, Satan, and they began to praise the devil. Oh, how horrible to hear this thing in hell. Jesus said, they all have heard the true gospel while they were alive on the earth. Many times salvation was preached to them. Many times my spirit called them to come unto me. They would not hearken or come and be saved. They still remember that in hell, all the true gospel that they ever heard. They know the truth. Satan is a liar and afflicting many. Satan said to the souls as he disappeared, this is your kingdom. He is full of evil and lies. I heard him say that to the souls that this is your life for eternity. Cries of regret came from these burning souls. Jesus said, my salvation is free. Whosoever will, let him come and be saved from this place of torment. I will not cast you out. I felt such pity for all these lost souls, such sorrow. I heard the Lord say, come, let us go. Such love, such compassion was on Jesus' face for all these lost souls. If only they had listened unto the truth would have set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Call upon him while he's near, and he will answer you. Do not believe a lie and be damned. Follow the Lord in righteousness. He will answer when you call.